Time for the latest NFL headlines, and the news just broke this morning. This, according to Ian Rapoport of NFL Media, I said the Titans receiver DeAndre Hopkins is being traded to the Chiefs in exchange for a fifth rounder that can get to a fourth rounder. The deal is being finalized, he says. So another key veteran now to the Chiefs offense.
Yeah, you know, Rashee Rice for the rest of the season. Hollywood Brown might not return. You're the best player in the NFL has more interceptions than touchdowns. You need something to kind of make this offense a little bit more dynamic. Pacheco has been out. So it's been a big loss for them. They've been winning games because of the defense.
Yeah, and it's not like Travis Kelce's been going off this year.
No, I know.
As we know as fantasy owners of Travis Kelce, shout out to him.
Thanks a lot, Taylor Swift.
I mean, like...
You can go stand outside.
I will, too.
Man. No, I just, like, this is a home run for everybody. I mean, this is an absolute home run for everybody involved. When you look at the quarterback situation in Tennessee and what D-Hop's bringing you, I don't think that at this point in his career that he's that guy that's going to, you know, bring Mason Rudolph or Will Levis out of the basement of wherever they're at. And I think when you look at him, he's like, dude, why would I not go finish my career playing for Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis? Like, why would I not do that? Chance of winning a ring. It's a home run in every direction.
This is the last year of his contract. It's expected that the Titans are going to pick up some of the $8 million remaining. But, I mean, it makes sense for everybody, really.
Yeah, totally makes sense. Well, running back Alvin Kamara agrees to a two-year, $24.5 million contract extension with, of course, the New Orleans Saints. That per Mike Garofolo, also friend of the show. The deal includes over $22 million guaranteed and $1.5 million in incentives, which makes it worth up to $26 million.
Yeah, I was hoping to get him out of the division, but yeah. What are you going to do? I like him as a player. I think he's phenomenal. He'll probably have a new coordinator next year, though, once they fire that whole staff.
I'm telling you, I think that the way they started before the injuries, I don't think anybody's going anywhere. You can hang your hat on that if you're Dennis Allen. I'm not a Dennis Allen believer. I said it last year.
But I think you can
hang your hat on that.
Look, keep pushing that can down the road, Mickey Loomis, because eventually you're going to have to pay up. I mean, they're going to be $80 million over once the year ends before the new league year sets in. So they're going to have to move money again down the road. The only question for me is do they ever make a deep playoff run again before they have to hit the reset button?
Here's what my question would be, and I'm curious to know your answer to this. If you didn't think Dennis Allen was that guy and you were the front office for the Saints, what are the chances that you would just straight up be like, I don't know if he's that guy, but I know who is, Clint Kubiak? Is there any chance that you would say, I don't want Clint Kubiak to leave, I just want him to be the head coach, if you really felt that way?
I think you would... I don't know if you do.
Because if he walks out the door this offseason, I think there's a good chance of it. We've talked about a number of offensive coordinators that get those jobs. Dave Canales is one of those guys.
But I think that's a stretch to this point. I mean, he had two good games. Three good games, maybe, if you want to count the one against us. Is that enough to make a guy a head coach?
If you are worried that he's going to walk out the door and be a head coach somewhere else, and you're stuck with Dennis Allen,
you won't fire Dennis Allen this year. You'll let him sit around another year.
That's crazy.
Or you'll fire.
It's
or
a
you'll,
weird conversation.
Or you'll fire Dennis Allen and say you're my interim this is what you do. You wait the next year, and if like Dennis Allen gets off to like a 1-3 start, you're like, you know, you're fired. Clint, take over. We'll see what you got for us.
Yeah,
that's what
maybe.
You do.
Back to the trade rumor mill, another star receiver on the docket, and the NFL trade deadline is November 5th, by the way, so we are talking about Cooper Kupp, which I never really saw this, I don't know, you just figured some guys would just be there for, I don't know, probably it's childish to think, but anyway, that someone would be there for life or whatever, but Cooper Kupp could be on, I guess, the trade, like, whatever the word is I'm looking for.
Trading block.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's the way I feel about this.
Word.
He's due a lot of money, and it's over like the next 3 years. I want to say his average maybe is like $20 million over the next 3 years, something crazy like that. He has been oft injured, and that's one of the things since he won Offensive Player of the Year a couple of years ago. That's the frustrating part, I think, if you're the Rams and you're looking at the situation because you do have talent at the wide receiver spot. The only issue is I don't know where he's going to go for that much money. And I think that a lot of people are like, well, Pittsburgh needs a wide receiver. Dude, I don't think he fits in Pittsburgh at all. Like, I don't think he fits with anything that Pittsburgh is doing. Kansas City just filled that void. So I don't know what that leaves you with in terms of teams that really need a next-level wideout and are willing to pay that much money.
I think there's probably teams that apparently, according to Diana Russini, that when they discuss Cooper Kupp with the Chiefs, Kansas City needed someone to take that money that you're talking about on. You know, I think you could find a place for him, I'm sure. Obviously, Buffalo just filled a void. But there's got to – you know, Houston has plenty of receivers.
They can't dig.
I mean, they have plenty. Yeah. Now, if he could rush the passer, we could probably rework his deal.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, my other thing is, like, if you're a team like New England that's well under the cap, is there a chance that – and I don't even know if it's legal in the NFL – that you just pay for the draft picks and say, hey, somebody sent us draft picks, we'll open up our cap room and pay part of his salary. We need a second rounder.
I don't know if the Rams would do – like, do you think they'd do that to Cooper Kupp?
Well, no, I'm not saying to trade him to New England. New England as a third party.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Gotcha, somebody's got to take that salary off somebody's hands. They don't want to pay him $25 million.
So. If you were Washington, would you look at him? You've got Terry McLaurin, but, man, you could have two dynamic receivers for a young quarterback like Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, that Jaden's young, that means you can handle that salary a little bit better in the next few years.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
a good idea.
You know, Tampa can't handle the salary, but they're obviously hurting wide receiver wise. They can't handle the salary. I don't know how they would make that work personally.
So he's been out with the high ankle sprain, but he was slated to make his return in week 8 against the Vikings on Thursday night. So.
What's a team like Denver's contract situation look like? Is the next kind of thing I would go to. Young quarterback. Need to build the offense. Sean Payton, like, that seems like, and I don't know if they're buyers at all right now. I don't know if they would be, but man, I just hear so many legends about Cooper Kupp in the film room and breaking things down and understanding defenses and watching film with quarterbacks and doing all those things.
They call it Breakfast Club.
Right.
They bring the younger, Puka Nacua was in that, Matthew Stafford. They get up early and go through all that stuff.
Like, how awesome would that be if you're Sean Payton to have a guy like that sit down with Bo Nix every day and be like, hey, this is what I see. Yeah. This is what I want to do. Like, that would be really cool as well. So I don't know what you'd be getting there. I don't know what their cap situation is, but I'm just looking at possibilities with young quarterbacks where you could shoulder an older wide receiver.
No surprise here, but the Browns are planning to start Jameis Winston at quarterback in place of the injured Deshaun Watson. Who suffered a ruptured Achilles, is expected to make a full recovery after his surgery. But Winston now being named the starter, which, you know, I talked to you guys about this before when I had the Browns game earlier this season. He was already taking on the leadership role with the guys, walking up and down the bench after every play, calming, making cooler heads, I guess, out of frustration situations. So... yeah, it doesn't really come as a shock, and especially when you talked about how the guys felt about him in the meetings. They were already saying how much he's basically – it seemed like he was the starting quarterback already.
He's more of a leader than the guy that was there that was paid to be a leader and a difference maker and been none of it. That's the way I feel about it, and I think it's pretty clear. Look, I don't know, man. Jameis is a character. I don't agree with everything that comes out of his mouth, but the one thing I'll tell you is that I haven't seen him go anywhere where his teammates didn't enjoy him and like him.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
What did they? What I think they said: if he's talking, you may not want to listen, but it's guaranteed to be a gem. That's what one of the guys said to me.
Some of the stuff that guy says, man. I'm just like, this guy needs to go on tour.
Well, that's my thing.
He just needs to go on tour. Somebody hand him a microphone on a stage.
I don't love everything he says. I don't agree with everything he says. But he makes me energize the way he says it.
See, the documentary they did, I can't talk about it. The documentary they did about going home with him to Bessemer, Alabama, where he's like, this is where we used to pee right here. This right here, this spot right here is where we used to pee.
If you sniff, you can still smell it.
Yeah, we drink the water out of spigot. But you got to make sure you watch the pee spot.